Mark Stein of the New York Times, sir, I know you're on a very busy schedule, so I will get right into this. Your reaction to the news that dropped, about 13 and a half hours ago.
I mean, it's obviously one that we didn't see coming. And what makes it so amazing is that Kawhi Leonard was really the driving force here to put this thing together and to lobby for it and to recruit. And, you know, these are just things that we never expected from Kawhi Leonard. You know, all these guys that are putting these teams together, you know, Durant, Kyrie Irving, DeAndre Jordan, you know, they all played together on the 2016 Olympic team in Rio. Jimmy Butler was on that team. Paul George was on that team. Kawhi Leonard has been in a couple mini camps with USA Basketball, but he's never played in a major competition. He's never really been part of that group. He's always kind of been off on his own. So for him to be the guy, you know, he recruited Jimmy Butler. He recruited Durant. Couldn't get either one of those guys to go to the Clippers, but that he goes to Paul George, who's under contract with Oklahoma City, and within a matter of days, Paul George is being traded to the Clippers for the most we've ever seen a superstar fetch in a trade. It's staggering stuff.
Mark Stein of the New York Times joining us right now on 103.3 FM ESPN. Mark, it was just last year, literally a year ago, tomorrow, Paul George Day, and everything seemed to be going where they were, you know, stacking up for another run in Oklahoma City. What happened? Paul George demanding a trade, what happened there that you know, kind of helped this come together in Los Angeles?
Well, look, everyone's going to now put the microscope on his relationship with Russell Westbrook. And immediately when this happened, around the league reaction was, okay, you know, Westbrook's going to get traded. And I'm sure we're going to hear more about tensions there. And look, they had a really rough season. And it ended badly. And so I'm sure there is some level of tension, but I don't really see that as a spark to this trade. I see it as, you know, Kawhi Leonard knocked on Paul George's door when he wasn't expecting it. And look, you can call it, some people are going to say this is tampering. This is the modern NBA. These players are recruiting each other all the time. And Kawhi Leonard approached Paul George and said, will you come to the Clippers with me? Can you help force a trade? And Paul George was game for it. I mean, we know Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, these are Southern California natives. Kawhi Leonard's from the Riverside area. You know, it's an hour plus to the east of LA. Paul George is from the Antelope Valley, from Palmdale, which is an hour plus to the north of LA, but these got their LA guys. And Paul George got seduced by the idea of, yes, let's go to LA. And let me work together with him. And it's the state of this league, but it's craziness. And I think the Thunder also had to take a step back and realize with Westbrook and Paul George, they had no flexibility to change the team. They were going to have to trade somebody, whether it was George or Steven Adams. They were going to have to do something drastic because look at what's been happening in the Northwest Division. Utah's loading up. Portland's loading up. Denver's getting better. The Thunder were slipping back and had to do something to keep pace. And I think they just decided, there's so much on the table pick-wise. We got to take all this and start reshaping ourselves for the future.
You alluded to it, Mark, that the report that Westbrook is talking with OKC about the future of the franchise and whether or not a trade could be possible there. What would you expect there, and is there a short list of teams that you think might be interested in taking on his giant contract and personality?
No, I mean, right now I don't see it, and that's the thing. He's going to be incredibly hard to trade because it's not just the contract. You know, it's a personality that people question, how does he mesh with other great players? So I don't know if there is a taker for him as we speak. The good news for the Thunder is they have him under a long-term deal, so that theoretically makes him a bit easier to trade. Maybe there's a team out there that isn't in the mix for superstars that would say, you know, we'll gamble on this because at least we have contract certainty. But, I think Russell Westbrook is a very difficult guy to trade, and that one's not going to come together. I don't see that one coming together in the next week or so. That's going to be a much tougher one. And look, the Thunder could also, we'll see how the Thunder plays this too. We'll see if the Thunder takes the tack of, okay, let's move on and completely start over, or do we want to try to meet with Russell Westbrook, see if we can calm him down and say, listen, Steven Adams is still here. We have a lot of assets to try to make ourselves better now. Let's plot this out. Let's reset and let's see if we can restore this thing and kind of rebuild. Because again, the Clippers are giving them 3 unprotected first round picks. They're getting another unprotected first from Miami, a lottery protected first from Miami, 2 pick swaps, 2 very productive players. I mean, the Thunder have a lot to work with here. So yes, I'm sure they're going to look at a trade, and I'm sure Westbrook is frustrated right now, but I'm reserving my judgment on how soon we'll see that one.
We're privileged to be joined by Mark Stein of the New York Times. And Mark, I know you have a busy schedule, so we're going to wrap it up with one question. We're going to finish local, because no one has the pulse of the Mavericks of the last 2 decades quite like you do. The Mavericks, once again, they were held hostage by another free agent. Danny Green kind of held them, held them hostage, really, and ends up signing with the Lakers. What is this, just because free agents haven't seen Luka and Porzingis on the court together, or why is it that, again, it's these free agents don't really seem to want to come to Dallas?
I'm not going to classify this one as the same type of hostage situation, because I think the Mavs were realistic. I think the Mavs knew going in that they needed Kawhi. The chances of if the Lakers had a swipe at Kawhi, I mean, if the Lakers had a swipe at Danny Green, the Mavs knew they weren't going to have a great chance there. So what did they miss out on by waiting this out? I mean, did they miss out something great? I think they're very happy with getting Seth Curry at the price they did. I thought getting Marjanovic at the price they did to add to their front court was also a very good move. I don't feel like they've missed out on a bunch of players that they could have signed by waiting out this Danny Green thing. And yes, it's the reality. I mean, Luka and Porzingis have not played 1 second together. We don't know what that looks like. And I know here everybody gets very excited about Luka's potential, and they should. I mean, he's the rookie of the year. He's one of the most exciting players in the league to watch, but he's still somewhat of an unknown quantity to a lot of guys in the league. And more importantly, it's the relationships. You see how these deals are put together. All of these big name guys are Team USA stars plotting to go together. And it's way too much to ask a 20-year-old Luka Doncic or Porzingis, who has yet to play 1 second in a Dallas uniform, hey, guys, on top of all we're expecting from you, go out and recruit for us too. I mean, it's just not realistic to me to expect all that. And I know people do, and I know people have come, you know, they're used to being disappointed in free agency with the Mavs. That's just become a routine around here. But I think this summer needs to be looked at more realistically, and I don't know that they're finished.
All right, Mark, we appreciate the time. Keep up the good work. And the man who coined the phrase, this league, the party continues to go on. We appreciate it, sir.
Thank you so much, Mark.
All right, boys, be good.
All right, there he goes, Mark Stein. The term this league was never more appropriate than the wee hours of last night, and the NBA strikes again in free agency with just nothing but pure madness.
You know, I'm glad that, you know, we have a few minutes here to kind of react to everything, to, you know, just the wisdom put out there by Stein. And one point that, you know, I really hadn't thought about, I guess, I mean, it's obvious, but I don't know, like we didn't even bring this up in the pre-show, is that, yeah, other free agents have to watch Porzingis and Luka, but you know, it's like any job. Like, what's the first thing that you see on job applications? You need 5 years of experience.
Yeah.
Can you replace those 5 years? No, you can be the most talented person in the world. 5 years of experience comes from 5 years of experience.
Yeah.
You can't replace being there, developing those relationships. And he's absolutely right. These relationships come from Team USA, come from all these things, which Luka hasn't participated in anything like this yet. Porzingis hasn't participated in anything. Not that they would be on Team USA, but regardless, they just haven't been around long enough to foster these relationships.
And maybe the Team USA thing is a bigger sticking point than I've ever even considered, because, I mean, it was the same in the Dirk era. It's not like they were able to get big-time type players when he was around. And maybe, I mean, the evidence is compelling that it is a relationship, players-driven league, and that was on full display last night. And that being said, I mean, he was as surprised as anybody that Kawhi is the facilitator in what the Clippers pulled off. His quiet, sneaky personality. He's the one making calls to KD and to Jimmy Butler to try and get these guys on board. And ultimately, he's able to convince Paul George to join him in LA. He forces a trade, and it all comes together for the Clippers.
I want you to be honest with me. Give me what your best assumption of what the Kawhi Leonard to Paul George phone call went like from Kawhi Leonard's side.
Do we have the laugh drop anywhere?
What'd it do, baby?
Yeah, I don't even know, man. Just like, yo, Westbrook sucks. You want to come to L.A.? I don't even know. Well, and it's so fascinating from Paul George's side of things, because he could have signed with the Lakers last year.
And that's a thing.
And give the Thunder credit. They won that, and they get 5 picks and 2 players out of it. So, I mean, it's not like, Oklahoma City is on a new direction now, a new path, and we'll see what happens with Westbrook. I agree with Stein that not only is the contract challenging there, but really just the personality and their persona and the question of whether Westbrook can be the key piece on a winning team. I think that is very much up in the air at this point in his career. So I'm not sure that is a trade that can come together, like he said, in the short term. Maybe that's a deadline deal in the future, or maybe a next offseason type of trade. But yeah, I mean, it's so fascinating to see how this thing all came together. But give OKC credit. They at least salvaged something there.
They did. And Paul George, of all the guys that he was hitting up, Jimmy Butler, Kevin Durant, whatever, Paul George is the one that shares Kawhi Leonard's roots in California, in Palmdale. Right? So, I mean, that's something too.
And Paul George, in my opinion, is the only player, or one of, if not the only players in the top 12, 15 players in the league, he's cool with being a Robin. Mm-hmm. He was okay with being a Robin to Westbrook. He re-signed with that train wreck in Oklahoma City and was cool with being that. I think he's better suited as a number two in the NBA. He'll have no problem being second fiddle to Kawhi in LA, and I think that's why it's a perfect fit.
That's what I was going to say. You bring up a great point, because we've seen two versions of Paul George. We saw him as the alpha in Indiana, and he couldn't really do anything against, couldn't get past LeBron.
He's close, but he proved that he needs help, and if anything is better suited as that number two guy.
And then the other thing is, if any of these guys, let's look at three guys that Stein brought up. He brought up KD, Butler, and Paul George. KD, I don't know if you saw that piece by Marcus Thompson in the Athletic, which was about why KD and Steph weren't able to have, that thing, because Steph is a family man and KD wants a close relationship.
And KD, clearly to me, the decision he made, he wants his own team. I mean, that's obvious. I know he was the number one guy in OKC, but there was always the issue with Westbrook wanting to be the guy as well. Even with Kyrie, that's not a problem. That's why he wanted out of Golden State.
Kyrie is a lot like Paul George, where he's okay being the number two.
Well, and he may have a little bit more of an ego than George, but he's much better suited as a number two. That's been proven in his career. When he's been the number one, it has not worked out well. And KD, look, this for him, it'll be the first time in his career when he's healthy. He's clearly the guy wherever he's playing, without a doubt. Even in Golden State, that was always going to be Curry's team. That's just the reality of it. And now Kawhi is the man with the Clippers, and Paul George is, comfortably his sidekick there.
Yeah, also, but another thing that KD really wants, though, and he craves, is a close relationship with that player. Marcus Thompson, again, outlined this in The Athletic very clearly, where Steph, family man, has kids, doesn't that, and KD, single guy, just going out, they didn't have that same lifestyle type thing. Mm-hmm. Do you think KD and Kawhi's lifestyle met? mesh. Kawhi looks like a guy who just like goes home and watches like some paint dry while like while KD wants to go out and do stuff. I don't think that would have been a personality match anyways.
Kevin Durant, big flat earth guy. That is what we are preaching here on 103.3 FM ESPN. So we appreciate Mark Stein of the New York Times hopping on, spending about 10 minutes with us. Follow him at the Stein Line on Twitter. He is all over what's happening in the NBA. Does great work for the New York Times. So we appreciate that.